Okay, this is it. Check 1, 2, 3. Let's hear you, Spark.
Hello.
Let's hear you, Scooby Sway. You do what?
Never gave me the cord.
Cord's right next to you. You got nothing. Is he in the right?
In the right slot.
Is he in the right mic cord?
Things on.
Where's this coming from? Nope, that's the wrong thing. Sawyer, it's so hot in here.
What am I supposed to do about that?
Okay, where is this going?
He's having a hot flash.
Okay, here we go. This is it. Hang on.
Do this.
And Scooby.
Check. This is game. His game.
How about now?
Check.
Is something unplugged, or why are we not getting them? Stop playing the piano. What about this red one?
No. Hello. Hello. Hello? Something's happening. I can see it. Check, check, 1, 1, 1, 1, 2, 2, 2, 2, 2. That's bizarre.
How about now?
Check.
Yes, loud and clear, baby. What'd you do?
I pressed one of these.
But now I can't hear myself.
How about now?
Oh, because I turned down my mic. Scooby?
Hello?
Yeah. Do you think this level that we're getting is, like, it seems pretty low?
For who?
Well, mine's okay. You're low.
Hello. Testing. 1, 2, 1, 2, 1, 2. Check, check.
I'm getting a drink.
These are very loud in the eardrums.
How do I do it?
The headphone control knob jewel. Oh, where'd we go?
That's the master fader.
Yeah. You want the master. The
master fader, I said.
The one to the small nubbin right there. No.
This one?
I can't.
This one?
Yep.
But I can't hear myself because I'm old and deaf.
You sound fine.
Do I?
Yes.
Do I sound awesome?
You sound great.
Okay. My level is good. Okay, so this is episode...
I don't know what to say here.
You don't know which episode it is?
I have no idea.
What number is it?
At least 6.
Okay. Of season 2? We were on like the longest hiatus ever.
Yeah. Welcome back, everyone.
We changed locations.
We got a brand new It's a Show World HQ. And guess what, kids? We have a piano.
There's my cue.
Oh, that bell sounded pathetic, and the piano wasn't farther behind.
I put the thing down because I didn't want to ruin it.
Don't put the thing down. Watch your fingers.
I know, and this thing pops out, see? It's a trap.
Oh, you're using it as a thing.
I didn't want to
damage
it.
Please pass me my work iPhone so that doesn't get ruined in your area.
It was up above.
I do not want to blame you if that goes down.
Oh, it is hot here.
It is so hot. Scooby Sway, please hit the window. I am not. I'm begging you. Please turn the heat down and open the window.
We came into this space and it was all dark and I thought nobody was home except Jack and the other two dogs. And here was the intern sitting in the dark like every teenager boy should.
Yep, playing asteroids.
Playing video games.
I hope that's what he was doing. Anyway. So there's heated floors in here. And what I just went to the bathroom in there. That's the hottest bathroom in the, like,
in my room?
The second grossest bathroom I've ever seen. I just had to clean the bathroom. What if Sparky had to go to the bathroom, son?
It's funny because
I'm sure he would make it.
I do the same thing because this morning my dad came to visit and I was like, oh, I gotta spruce up the bathroom. What if he needs to use it? I can't have it in shambles. Not that it really is.
You know what? When we used to, back in the old days, when we did podcasts live from your apartment, and I would go into your bathroom, that thing, you have potpourri rocking in there, you got clean towels, you got extra TP rocking, and blue stuff in the toilet. Like, I mean, it doesn't matter what you do. If you got blue stuff in the toilet, that is amazing.
It's all by design.
Yeah.
It's not always like that.
So just in the happenstance that you could lure a female persuasion over there, then you would be ready to roll.
Lure. That's the correct word there.
Lure. Isn't that what I said? You know what they used to call cologne back in my day? Whore lure. That's a Saskatchewan classy term there. Now, generally we tease and we tease and we tease and we pre-promote and we try and drag people through the entire episode to hear a Sparky love life update. But we're going to forgo all the teasing and get down to brass tacks because you alluded to me that you had a burning update.
Oh man, on Wednesday... I felt the burn, and I met this girl.
Did you feel the burn after you met the girl?
met her online on Match, and I was like, oh, well, nice to meet you. I'm sending a message because, you know, sometimes you just got to send the message. And she wrote back, which was victory number one, because they never write back. They never do.
Okay, so is Match.com in the world of legitimate dating services a good one? This is rock solid?
If you want to do anything with it, you have to pay. And I was on like my last few days of a three-month fail partnership. So I was like, oh, I'll send a message. What is there to lose? I've got only a couple days left. She wrote back, and then I was like, oh, great. I'm about to expire with this service, so here's my email if you want to email.
Oh, nice. Good move. You should say that every time.
She said, no, I don't want to do the email, but I'll text. So she gives me her, I give her my number, and then Wednesday night we texted for 2 hours. And then I said, how about we, you know, do the coffee situation?
At a certain point, see, and I brought this up at my seminar the other day. 2 hours of texting is too much. 2 hours
off and on.
Scooby Sway, this guy has texted for like a whole weekend.
Yeah, that's what we do. That's what the kids do.
It's ridiculous. I don't condone it.
He's got a question in the back. Go ahead.
What else would you have me do?
Get a job. And a haircut.
How is that even related to anything?
Yeah.
So we text. It was good. It was entertaining. It was fun.
Yep.
Then I alluded to a coffee situation, except Thursday night, so this is my bad night. This is my double school night. So
double school.
How about Friday after 8? And it sounded like it was going to be a plan. So Thursday, she says, I got to work on Friday night. So I was like, all right, well, whatever.
So that was last night?
Yeah.
Or the night before, or whatever the week day before. Listening.
Friday.
Yeah. This all happened. But just for my reference, okay.
3 days ago.
Okay.
Friday night is supposed to be the coffee up date, but nothing. She had to work. So I was like, I hinted at, like, what about a Starbucks drop off? I can do that.
Oh, at the workplace? You showing up at the workplace?
She actually suggested it.
Okay.
And did I hear from her all? No, I didn't hear from her Friday night. I didn't hear from her all day today. So she's dead to me, which is really too bad.
That is too bad. It was so close yet so far.
Just like
she got you to buy her Starbucks.
I didn't do anything yet. I was going to.
Okay, is she a veterinarian or a nurse or somebody in the health field? Because you always go for the health field.
She is actually still in school and
like in grade 9 or what?
Oh my god,
she is 22. I might add, and yes, she realizes that I'm old. She was fine with it. She was willing to settle down.
Pedophilia joke.
So you did the...
We talked about towels. We talked about how weddings are a sham. We had great conversations.
Why wouldn't she reciprocate?
Right?
That's unbelievable.
I don't know if I should text her.
Text her. You got to text. Text her right now.
This second.
Just see how it goes. And then...
What do I say?
Just say, oh, I...
Yo, what happened to last night?
I was just... Just say I was thinking about last night.
Which did not happen.
That we were supposed to get together and stuff, and I was very much anticipating that meeting. Yeah, and I don't want to be a creepo, because we're only doing blah, blah, blah. But I just wanted to know, are we...
Something
for a next date, first date, or is this done? And just say it like that. Just ask. Do it right now.
I will also mention that I forgot to put in this detail. When we both established that Friday night wasn't going to happen, she was working and whatever. She didn't tell me where she was going to... so I could do the Mysterioso drop-off, she suggested maybe we go for a drink on Saturday night, which is tonight.
That's tonight!
But I haven't heard from her!
We got hockey tickets.
Now she's out!
We got an extra ticket, though, if she wants to go.
She doesn't... I already joked about bringing her into the sports world for a second or third date. Apparently doesn't fly for this girl, which I'm fine with.
Hockey game is a social activity. Especially a WHL game, because that is like, it's warm rink. It's not a cold rink. There's good food and 50-50. Like, what more can you get? What more can you ask for a date?
Selling point right there.
Seriously, can you text her just real time and let's see what happens. Let's just see how this plays out.
So should I say drink tomorrow night or something?
Just say, how are you doing, blah, 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 and try and just tell us what's going on as we progress through. Because we don't have a lot of time because we got to get puck drop in an hour.
She loves coffee. She loves Starbucks. Do you have any Starbucks coupons in your briefcase tickle trunk?
I saw this when I was setting up the World HQ. I found in my Donnie and Marie cup, I found a Saskatchewan Rough Riders
gift card?
Tim card. And wow. I don't believe this has ever been used.
Call the number.
Ceremonial. I got this for a gift.
There might be money on there.
It's not scratched off on the super code on the back.
You don't need to scratch off the super code if you, unless you
just swipe.
It looks like there has been some swipeage.
Uh oh.
There's some swipe marks.
So I got a pre-loved card. What kind of gift is that? Who does that to someone?
No, because you got to swipe it to load it. There could be money on there.
Did you text her?
Yes.
Okay.
Standing by.
And by the way, just as the way of an update, Sparky won't be with us every week because he is overwhelmed and overloaded. And I was telling somebody this the other day. They're going, well, what's going on with your podcast? And I said, well, Sparky has two jobs and he is school pretty much full time going to complete his business degree. And I should have, you know, I've been on the planet for a while. I'm much older, handsomer, and more mature than you.
And humble, too.
And humble as well. Thank you, Scooby Sway. When you started not returning my texts instantaneously within 30 seconds, then I should have realized that you are getting totally overwhelmed because this stuff is fun for us and it's a side project that we want to see how far we can take it. But I think now you're going to be more available because I'm going to do some of the heavy lifting and setting up stuff and getting it uploaded and all that stuff. And it's not going to have to run your life as much as it did before.
Plus, it gives me a chance to get out of the house, which is known to me as accounting hell.
Mm-hmm.
Because that class, mm-hmm. I tell you.
Yeah.
If I didn't have that class, then things would be a different story.
Let's discuss the new studio digs.
I was going to say, I need you to describe the scene to the people. I did take a picture when you weren't looking. Don't worry.
Uh-oh.
Are we doing the face thing? Because lately you've been on the media circuit and you've been promoting yourself in front of people.
I figured it's time. There's no
one. You should embrace it.
You know what? I enjoy the anonymity of GA and Sparky and what we've created as superheroes with secret identities. But at a certain point, if I don't let the world know that I've had some experience in this area, we're never going to get more than our 8 listeners.
Yeah.
Like,
well, no, I 100% agree with you. You are,
okay,
without making your head any bigger, kind of a big deal.
And now here's before we get to describe the studio surroundings, I want to describe a conversation Scooby Sway and I had earlier today. I think it was today. And it was about editing.
Mm-hmm.
So, Scoop, you listen to a lot of great podcasts, one in particular. They don't edit. I made myself a career out of clever editing because I don't have anything intelligent to say, so I duped the people for 25 years.
And he's got the painfully
evident now.
So I'm
hardware to prove it.
I'm very scared about not editing a podcast.
I think it's great.
Okay, let's get to our surroundings.
It is a lot to take in because I've known you for a while, and you've always been a collector of trinkets, which, I mean, you've had a very interesting journey up to this point.
Long journey.
A lot of things that are really cool.
Over on our left here is it's television history, and it's a puzzle that my grandpa, who died at 90, didn't make it to the 96, 95, and almost 96. He made this puzzle because that's what he did every day. He'd walk the floors in the condo, 4 floors up and down, blah, 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 every day, twice a day. And then he'd go and do his puzzles and mealtime. That was sacred to him. He had to catch mealtime right on time. But he made this television history puzzle that's huge. And he framed it for me.
Nice.
So this has a lot of meaning to me. I love it. Anyhow, and next to that, or right in front of that, is a Marvel Comics Group limited edition Kid Colt Gunslinger Apache Kid Edition. 20 cents, mind you. Then we got the Sands Presents the Rat Pack. Talk about the Star Wars comic. I got this limited edition 1978 oversized comic book.
One of three.
$49.50 was the retail price, but I talked them down to $24 for that.
No. For one of three of the oversized book from
1978? Yeah, and it's got Luke Skywalker and everybody on the cover.
That seems like it should be worth more.
So this guy owned the Star Wars store.
Oh, it was the memorabilia one in, like, Oregon or something.
We were in Oregon, man.
Were you on the Oregon Trail?
Yeah! No, I don't know. We were on the Oregon coast.
Where is Oregon? Oregon.
Washington, Oregon, and then California.
Right, Seattle, Washington, Oregon. Okay, I always thought Oregon was landlocked, but...
Anywho, and then, of course, we got the It's a Show banner that Sparky lovingly made up on the internet.
That's a great website to go to.
What is it again?
Vistaprint.com.
Vistaprint.com. A potential future sponsor. This is the greatest thing. So I got Rocky, Apollo Creed, and
some old guy with a white jacket.
Mick.
Mick Jagger.
Of course, Mick. Mick is, and they're all inside coffee cups. They're figurines, and I got them at a garage sale. but the coffee cups have particular significance. This one is After Midnight, a show. He's the host of Nash FM now across North America.
Oh, that guy, Blair.
Blair Garner. Yeah, yeah. He hosts the show with Terry Clark and
another girl slash guy.
Yeah, that girl guy. Cookie. And then Big Earl 96.3.
Oh, may it rest in peace.
That's where we met so many moons ago, and you were the faithful intern. We interviewed you at Hooters.
I remember it just like it was yesterday.
We brought you to lunch at Hooters, and we figured after about 2 minutes, we looked at each other, my co-host and I, Tara Lee, and we said, yeah, this is the man. This is the guy. And, of course, you've proven yourself time and again. Right next to that is Open Mic with Mike Bullard. So once upon a time, that was a national talk show in Canada. Mm-hmm. Pretty big deal.
I remember that.
And I was in the, I got on that show in 1999.
I was going to say, late 90s for sure.
Yeah, so I was a guest on that show. They flew me to Toronto and when I was doing my CMT show.
You were somebody, yeah.
Yeah, look at this.
I remember watching you on CMT when I was in grade 8.
This is why they went bankrupt, though. Look, these mugs are hardcore. Like, it's not just a emblazoned on the mug.
That is a fancy mug.
Like, this is stuck on with some kind of, like, a 3D effect and guest on the back. And,
nice.
Oh, I love that show. Mike Bullard. He's doing a radio show now in Toronto. We should include him in tweets and stuff. Maybe he'll give us a shout-out.
Shout-out.
And then here is my career briefcase. So back in the day, in the 80s, I never had any type of office because I was a rookie. I had nothing going on, right? So I forget where I got the Stratolina briefcase from, maybe my mom, but it's a black briefcase, like a nerd briefcase. And I just decided, well, since I don't have a desk or anything, this is going to be my portable office. Mm-hmm. And then throughout the years, I've just kept all of my radio crap in here, like all of my name tags from the 62 stations I've worked for and lanyards from all access passes and backstage concert hooplas. And so it means a lot to me.
It's impressive.
Yeah, it's kind of gross, but it's cool. And then I got some awards. We're flanked by awards everywhere. And these awards are obviously, if I'm on the spot and you're asking me about the awards, Sparky.
So about these awards.
It's a team effort,
that's
really.
Of course.
Yeah. Mostly me, but there was some other people.
There was some.
No, you know what? It's a kick to be in, because I never thought in a million years we should do a podcast at my locale and my house, but
it's homey. I like
you. You pushed me into it, and now it's
this is much better than whatever we had. It's more homey. It's more comfortable. It's got personality.
You know, we had memories. That's all we have of the old school.
And
check your text.
Behind the couch.
Can you? Yeah.
Nothing
on this woman. What is this woman doing? You have her number. Can we
She's
call
ignoring
her?
Ignoring me. No, don't call.
We tested the thinger.
You've never called before.
You tested the thinger before the show.
No calling.
What if I pretend I'm you?
Yeah.
That could be. She doesn't know who you are or what your voice sounds like. I could play this up. I could make this up.
Bad idea.
Yes,
look at now.
No.
Please.
Scooby Sway. Look at his whole demeanor changed.
She's working. I know that much.
Where are we at for? How do you tell the time on this?
6:22.
Are we half an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. We're supposed to be, the whole podcast is supposed to be a half hour.
Well, then it's time to wrap it up.
Because I got to get, Jacob Blair is on next week, an actor of some renown. He's been in the A-Team in the movies with Liam Neeson, The Gray with Liam Neeson. He's been in Hot Tub Time Machine.
Whoa.
You're saying he stalks Liam Neeson?
Whoa. The Gray?
The Gray.
I just saw that at Christmas time.
Okay, so he died in the plane crash in the first 15 minutes.
Oh, well then.
While he was still an actor.
I guess
he still did table scenes with Liam Neeson.
He's that guy. So
what about A Hot Tub Time Machine? Because I heard this is a great movie, and this is one I haven't seen. And it's about the 80s. There's 80s music and stuff. We got to watch Hot Tub.
What's not the love?
Maybe tonight we'll watch it. Jacob Blair, very super cool. And he's starring in a brand new series called The Pinkertons,
yes.
Which has been airing for a half a season in the Americas, but just coming to the Canadas, even though it's being shot in Winnipeg. So we're going to find out more about that next week with Jacob Blair. And Spark, I got to say, not having you on every episode, we've got a fill-in host. I'm not going
to
say...
I'm looking forward to it, though.
I'm not going to say capable, because I haven't heard a word, and I work with this guy. He's technically my boss. I'm not sure how that's going to roll, but...
Whoa,
I'm going to miss you.
I'm okay.
I like your socks, by the way. I got to get a picture of that for the podcast.
No, I'm looking forward to catching up when I'm doing accounting or not.
Okay.
But feel free to call anytime.
This episode, whatever number it is proudly brought to you by... Is that the G-Farks thing? SloanBaxterAgenciesIncorporated.com